The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Right in the middle of Lent, it's a great feast day. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Saturday, March 25th, 2023. Saturday of the fourth week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle one. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. The feast of the Annunciation of the Angel Gabriel to the Blessed Virgin Mary was first celebrated in the 4th or 5th century. Logically, it falls just 9 months prior to the Feast of the Nativity. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Oh my God, I adore you and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for those who have suffered harm from members of the Church. May they find within the Church herself a concrete response to their pain and suffering. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the Gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Well, today is the solemnity of the Annunciation, a very important solemnity of the Church that she celebrates now during Lent. And here in Toronto, it's especially important day because the new bishop will be installed in the cathedral. And he said that he chose this date of the Annunciation to be able to reflect his own fiat, his own be it done, to this new appointment of Pope Francis. And he wants in this way to show how he really wants to serve the Church in this very large diocese. So it's a public event, of course, but at one point, it was a very private moment when a young girl, not even 20 yet, suddenly had an encounter with a divine messenger who came to change her life and change the very history of salvation. It's a brief moment that shows the transformative power of a freely given yes to God's designs. That is, the Lord's fine-tuned providence to bring the world under the umbrella of His merciful providence. And that's what happened on that day. And so, that key moment, the obedience of Mary, we call that her fiat, is a wedding between humanity and divinity. Because Gabriel was the archangel who was entrusted with this task. But I can imagine a whole legion of angels watching the exchange, holding their breath, practically on their tippy toes, anxious to see what would happen when the angel spoke. They knew that everything depended on her understanding of what was happening, and then on her free response, what we call her fiat, her let it be done. That is her decision to let God do it, that let God to act in her, so that she could begin this insane adventure that had been prophesied, that had been dreamed about, that had been planned and foreseen centuries ago, and now would finally click. Mary is the new Eve who rebooted the system, who opened the floodgates of grace, so that in her free yes, the Holy Spirit would intervene in humanity and would allow the Incarnation to begin. And so the Incarnation did not begin when the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem. It began right here, the instant in which she said yes, or fiat. So Latin, she said fiat, English, it would have been something like, let it be done. But of course, she didn't speak Latin nor English. But most likely, she spoke Hebrew. And what would she have said in Hebrew? Well, it would have sounded more like, Amen. And how often we say that word, Amen, after a prayer, or when we agree wholeheartedly with someone, we say, Amen, brother. Sometimes you see this in Protestant churches, when the preacher is preaching, and you can hear in the crowd these soft responses of people saying, Amen, Amen, yeah, Amen, Hallelujah, Amen. You know, they're all saying, yeah, let it be done. I believe in this. And of course, for Mary, it was done to her as she suddenly realized, after she said her fiat, that the Holy Spirit now stirred something very unique and special within her. She understood that she had been given this name, Jesus, which means God saves, and she had to impose that name on Jesus. And by doing that, she would bring about the definitive establishment of God's kingdom, that is, the establishment of David's kingship, which was now permanent and definitive and would have no end. That's what the angel had promised. And now is when it started, after her fiat. The kingdom of Jesus, the son of David, it knows no end because in him, God himself is reigning. And it's like God's kingdom that now erupts into the world. But of course, immediately she did something about this by running off to her cousin, St. Elizabeth. Her fiat didn't just like stay in her head. She did something about it by getting up right away and launched along into a dangerous voyage to visit her cousin. Like think when in 1988, Nike, famous running shoe brand, they launched an advertising campaign called Just Do It. You've all heard of that, eh? Just Do It. And, you know, with this iconic swoosh on the running shoes and on t-shirts and stuff. Now, the earliest TV campaign featured professional and amateur athletes talking about their accomplishments and the emotions they feel when they exercise. In fact, one of the first television spots of this campaign featured a video of an 80-year-old marathon runner, his name was Walt Stack, who explains as he's running across the Golden Gate Bridge in the morning, he says that every morning I run 17 miles. So people would see this example of this 80-year-old guy and they would think to themselves, oh, if this guy can do it, why can't I? And that was like a very, effective campaign. And it's funny, in this spot, when he's running across the bridge there, there's like a voiceover where he's talking about running 70 miles every morning, and he says, people ask me, how do I keep my teeth from chattering in the winter? He says, well, I just leave them in my locker. And of course, this campaign was very effective. And indeed, brand magic lies in inspiring positive feelings in the customer, which those ads definitely did. And in this case, they wanted to show how sports can really change history. It's as though Nike was able to strike an emotional chord with the customer. And now, they've changed a bit and they've decided to have the person looking inward. Now it's no longer just do it. But now the motto is be your inspiration. It's a new moniker and it shows athletes just whatever, getting up early in the morning and running in the fields or in the gym or in the rink. And they are their own inspiration, is what the new campaign now is suggesting. Well, Mary is really our inspiration because she responded so generously to God's will. That's the beauty. But how has Mary's fiat struck an emotional chord in me? And the key to opening the doors to inspiration, to this emotional response, is to see the events of my life through the prism of God's will. Have I too said in my life what St. Rosaria said in the way, where he said, is that what you want, Lord? Well then, that's what I want too. Isn't that a way of saying our fiat when we positively affirm our desire to want God's will, to embrace God's will? Isn't that a way for us to say, okay, Lord, that's what you want from me, then just do it. Let me do it. And indeed, God wants to use us, He wants to use my response to this event in my life, maybe this hard moment. Maybe I have a professional failure, or an exam doesn't go well, or I have a health issue. Well, Lord, just do it. I'll become your servant in this moment of my life. Just do it. We're not called maybe to run 17 miles every morning at the age of 80, or even at the age of 40, or whatever age we are, but we are called to embrace the most lovable will of God in our life as our blueprint. That's what our Blessed Mother did. And of course, as soon as she said that fiat, that just do it, that she was saying, well, the gospel says that, well, after that, the angel, well, he left. He just, okay, bye. He just left. Actually, he didn't even say bye. He just left. And in his infancy narratives, Pope Benedict describes that scene beautifully. He says, the great hour of Mary's encounter with God's messenger, in which her whole life is changed, now comes to an end. And she remains there alone with the task that truly surpasses all human capacity. There are no angels standing around her. She must continue along the path that leads through many dark moments, from Joseph's dismay at her pregnancy to the moment when Jesus is said to be out of his mind, right up to the night of the cross. That's what the Pope says, the events that she faced. So, of course, when she had to do all that, we know she would have gone back in her mind to the voice of the angel who told her to rejoice, and at the very fact that she said, just do it, be it done unto me according to thy word. And she had to be faithful to that commitment. Let us ask Jesus to help us, to give us the grace to be faithful to our mission on earth. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Hear that very often. Those are the Carpenters with Gounod's Ave Maria. 14 past the hour on the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this day of prayer with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
In the fullness of time, God sent his Son, born of a woman, that we might become his adopted children.
In the fullness of time, God sent his Son, born of a woman, that we might become his adopted children.
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, you are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations. Put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar.
Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling. Pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In the fullness of time, God sent his Son, born of a woman, that we might become his adopted children. When he came into the world, he said, you have prepared a body for me. Behold, I come to do your will, O God.
When he came into this world, he said, You have prepared a body for me. Behold, I have come to do your will, O God.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard. Yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When he came into this world, he said, You have prepared a body for me. Behold, I have come to do your will, O God.
In this we have come to know God's love for us. He has sent his only Son, that we might live through him.
My heart overflows with noble words. To the King I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you forevermore. O Mighty One, gird your sword upon your thigh. In splendor and state, ride on in triumph, for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp. Peoples fall beneath you. The foes of the King fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure forever. A scepter of justice is the scepter of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right stands the queen in gold of Ophir.
Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your lord. Pay homage to him, and the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favor. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendor, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name remembered forever. May the peoples praise you from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In this we have come to know God's love for us. He has sent his only Son, that we might live through him.
The Word was made man.
He lived among us.
From the first book of Chronicles. After David had taken up residence in his house, he said to Nathan the prophet, "See, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord dwells under tent cloth." Nathan replied to David, "Do therefore whatever you desire, for God is with you." But that same night the word of God came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, it is not you who are to build a house for me to dwell in. For I have never dwelt in a house from the time when I led Israel onward, even to this day. But I have been lodging in tent or pavilion as long as I have wandered about with all of Israel. Do I ever say a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to guide my people, such as, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Therefore tell my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you might become ruler over my people Israel. I was with you wherever you went, and I cut down all your enemies before you. I will make your name great, like that of the greatest on the earth. I will assign a place for my people Israel. I will plant them in it to dwell henceforth undisturbed. Nor shall wicked men ever again oppress them, as they did at first and during all the time when I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will subdue all your enemies. Moreover, I declare to you that I, the Lord, will build you a house, so that when your days have been completed and you must join your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who will be one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He it is who shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me, and I will not withdraw my favor from him as I withdrew it from him who preceded you. But I will maintain him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be firmly established forever. All these words and this whole vision Nathan related exactly to David. The word of the Lord. The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was betrothed to Joseph. The light filled her with fear, but the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God.
Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and he will be called the Son of the Most High.
Hail, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and he will be called the Son of the Most High."
From a letter by St. Leo the Great, Pope. Lowliness is assured by majesty, weakness by power, mortality by eternity. To pay the debt of our sinful state, a nature that is incapable of suffering was joined to one that could suffer, thus keeping with the healing that we needed, one and the same mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, was able to die in one nature and unable to die in the other. He who is true God was therefore born in the complete and perfect nature of a true man, whole in his own nature, whole in ours. By our nature, we mean that the Creator had fashioned in us from the beginning and took to himself in order to restore it. For in the Savior, there was no trace of what the deceiver introduced and man, being misled, allowed to enter. It does not follow that because he submitted to sharing in our human weakness, he therefore shared in our sins. He took the nature of a servant without stain of sin, enlarging our humanity without diminishing his divinity. He emptied himself. Though invisible, he made himself visible. Though Creator and Lord of all things, he chose to be one of us mortal men. Yet this was the condescension of compassion, not the loss of omnipotence. So he who in the nature of God had created man became in the nature of a servant, man himself. Thus the Son of God enters this lowly world. He comes down from the throne of heaven, yet does not separate himself from the Father's glory. He is born in a new condition by a new birth. He was born in a new condition, for invisible in his own nature, he became visible in ours. Beyond our grasp, he chose to come within our grasp. Existing before time began, he began to exist at a moment in time. Lord of the universe, he hid his infinite glory and took the nature of a servant. Incapable of suffering as God, he did not refuse to be a man capable of suffering. Immortal, he chose to be subject to the laws of death. He, who is true God, is also true man. There is no falsehood in this unity as long as the lowliness of man and the preeminence of God coexist in mutual relationship. As God does not change by his condescension, so man is not swallowed up by being exalted. Each nature exercises its own activity in communion with the other. The Word does what is proper to the Word. The flesh fulfills what is proper to the flesh. One nature is resplendent with miracles, the other falls victim to injuries. As the Word does not lose equality with the Father's glory, so the flesh does not leave behind the nature of our race. One and the same person. This must be said over and over again. Is truly the Son of God and truly the Son of Man. He is God in virtue of the fact that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He is man in virtue of the fact that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Receive, O Virgin Mary, the word which the Lord has made known to you by the message of the angel. You will conceive and give birth to a son, both God and man.
And you will be called blessed among women.
A virgin, you will indeed bear a son. Ever chaste and holy, you will be the mother of our Savior.
And you will be called blessed among women.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Let us pray. O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
25 minutes before the hour on Saturday, March 25th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We're celebrating the solemnity of the Annunciation. What is the Annunciation? Well, here it is, from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible from the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. Gabriel came to her.
Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be.
Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.
How shall this be, since I have no husband?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible.
Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.
And the angel departed from her.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exalts in God, my Savior, for he has looked done great things for me.
I'm telling you, the Magnificat just doesn't get much better than that. That is John Michael Talbot at 17 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. I'm Paul Sadek, and it's time to pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph.
The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary, to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands.
My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Trusting in the Lord's promise, the Virgin Mary conceived a child, and remaining a virgin, she gave birth to the Savior.
Trusting in the Lord's promise, the Virgin Mary conceived a child, and remaining a virgin, she gave birth to the Savior.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence
preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
Trusting in the Lord's promise, the Virgin Mary conceived a child, and remaining a virgin, she gave birth to the Savior.
A reading from the letter to the Philippians. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
The Lord is with you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
In his great love for us, God sent his Son in the likeness of our sinful nature.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In his great love for us, God sent his Son in the likeness of our sinful nature. Today we celebrate the beginning of our salvation when the coming of the Lord was announced by the angel. Let us pray with joy in our hearts, saying,
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
Mary received God's word with joy.
May joy fill our hearts as we welcome our Savior.
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
You looked with love on your lowly servant.
In your mercy, Father, remember us and all your children.
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
Mary, the new Eve, was obedient to your word.
May we echo her loving obedience.
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
May God's Holy Mother help all in distress, encouraging the faint-hearted, console the sorrowful.
May she pray for your holy people, for the clergy, and for all women dedicated to your service.
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but it seems like sometimes my Saturdays are almost busier than my weekdays. And when that's the case, don't forget to stop and pray. The Saturday edition of Morning Air is up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.